Welcome to Blissfully Wedded. Today, we're talking about a season many couples face, but rarely discuss openly: how to stay faithful and loving during financial hardships. Financial pressure has a way of pressing into every area of your life. It affects your emotions, your patience, and even the way you communicate with one another. But here's the good news. With the right mindset, a united heart, and faith rooted in God's promises, financial hardship can become a season that strengthens your marriage rather than weakening it. Let's walk through some powerful ways to stay connected and supportive when money feels tight. Leaning on God first. Financial hardship often exposes where we place our trust. It's easy to worry, to try to fix things in your own strength, or to feel overwhelmed when the numbers don't add up. But this is where leaning on God first becomes essential. Take a moment each day to pray together, even if it's just for 1 or 2 minutes. Invite God into your decisions, your emotions, and your fears. Read scriptures that remind you He is your provider, your sustainer, and the one who sees the full picture even when you can't. Keeping a simple prayer list can also be powerful. Write down what you're praying for and celebrate each answered prayer. It helps shift your focus from anxiety to God's faithfulness. Communicating honestly. One of the most important ways to stay faithful and loving during financial hardships is honest communication. Money can create silence, the kind where you're both thinking, stressing, and worrying, but not actually talking. So make communication intentional. Set aside a weekly time to talk about expenses, bills, and upcoming needs. Keep these conversations judgment-free. Let each person share concerns or fears without criticism. When communication stays open, misunderstandings decrease and unity increases. You're reminded that you're not fighting each other. You're fighting the problem together. Creating a plan together. Uncertainty creates even more stress. That's why making a simple, realistic plan together helps bring stability. Start by identifying essentials, the must-pay items. Then talk about what could be adjusted, reduced, or paused. Look at your debt, savings goals, or upcoming expenses, and carve out a plan that reflects what you can realistically commit to right now. Your plan doesn't have to be perfect. What matters is that you're doing it together. That shared effort replaces fear with clarity and helps you both feel more in control of your situation. Practicing grace and patience. Financial hardship can magnify emotions. You might feel easily frustrated, more sensitive, or even discouraged. That's normal. But this is where grace steps in. Grace means choosing understanding over irritation. It means remembering that you're both learning, you're both adjusting, and you're both trying, even if mistakes were made in the past. Offer gentle words instead of harsh ones. Choose patience, especially when stress is already high. These moments of grace create safety and reassurance, reminding your spouse that you are for them, not against them. Keeping your emotional and spiritual connection strong. Money issues have a way of dominating conversations. That's why you must intentionally protect your emotional and spiritual closeness. Build small, simple moments of connection into your routine. A quick prayer before bed, a short walk together, or a shared gratitude moment at the end of the day. These small habits help soften the emotional weight of financial strain and remind you that your relationship is bigger than this moment. Embracing simplicity and contentment. During financial hardship, shifting your focus is powerful. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, practice gratitude for what you do have. Some of the sweetest memories come from simple moments: an at-home dinner, a quiet evening together, or a conversation on the couch. Contentment is not about lowering your dreams. It's choosing peace while you work toward them. Protecting your unity from outside pressure. Comparison can steal peace quickly. Seeing what others have, online or around you, can make your own situation feel heavier than it is. So guard your unity. Keep financial details private. Make decisions based on your goals as a couple, not on what others expect. Your marriage is not meant to match someone else's timeline or lifestyle. Seeking help when needed. There's no shame in seeking wise counsel. Whether from a Christian financial advisor, a trusted mentor, or a biblically grounded resource, guidance can help you see the bigger picture and move forward with confidence. Reaching out for help is not weakness, it's wisdom. Celebrate progress and stay hopeful. Finally, celebrate every win, no matter how small. A paid bill. A week of staying on budget. A moment of unity in a difficult conversation. These victories matter. Financial hardship is a season, not a life sentence. With teamwork, faith, and love, you will walk through it stronger than before. Your marriage can thrive even now. And when this season ends, you'll look back not grateful for the struggle itself, but grateful for how it shaped your love, your resilience, and your trust in God. Thank you for listening.